Okay, now we're doing a little bit better. It is, golly, October is halfway over. You know, this doesn't bother me too much because time passing works for me. I'm kind of ticking off the months until I retire. And anyway, yeah. The Internet Archive has been under attack lately and just goes to show you how useful it is to stay small. There's kind of, I don't know if it's called the small net. I'm kind of an old type of guy. I'm trying to think of what I want to do. You know, I've been doing this BBS a little bit, and it has no purpose for being particularly. I've got the game running. I need to move that over to the other server. There's only one server I've got. These run 24 hours a day. And already got that rigged. Got the other servers kind of running. If they're going to be on solar, I need to go ahead and have some fun rigging them so they'll actually run that way. I don't know if I can do a wake on land because it's difficult to control when the network touches something. It's got a bad habit of just, It's got a bad habit of just doing anything. So it's an interesting idea. Maybe we'll think about it. I do want to get what I do kind of worked out. Although I want the server. Okay. I want to go ahead and have the server run behind. You know, Caddy's nice because I can run the site statically off Caddy, which is excellent. To be honest, I want to kind of stop using HTTPS because it's static. I don't need it to be protected behind anything. And I want my older equipment to be able to touch it okay. You know, I've got my older laptops. I've got other things that can talk to servers in a very limited way. I've been fighting enough with PHP now. I don't mind getting a little rough trying to make it a good thing. I haven't tried shell.quix.us too much. I use it as the front door, and then I get behind it. I use it to get to the things behind it. And that may essentially be the thing that's needed. Of course, I don't know. It's much easier to compose on a web browser window. But, you know, if I never get there, I never get there. You know, let's leave that there. I'm going to the temple tonight. Yay! My first time out there. So I'm going to find out how rough it is going back and forth to work, but I'm driving all the way home. we'll just have to see how that runs. You know, the wee hours of the night, stuck on like Quay and Curry Road. See, well, it's Curry Road. See, goes all the way down from Texaco up by Bellevue, and then taking Bellevue across. I'm okay that way. Anyway, I'm thinking about the various things to do. It's been fun having the bulletin board, but to be honest, I think it's just a little convoluted for people, and I'm really kind of open, and I'm not a conversational guy. You know, that's what happened. I seem to recall that Chris Heimerdinger, he wrote the Tennis Shoes Among the Nephites, it started out as kind of a, you know, a kid in King Arthur's court sort of thing, or it's probably based on a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court, except that, of course, it's back in the time of the Nephites. Anyway, Chris Heimerdinger wrote these series, and he also wrote I think something that might have a little broader appeal than just with Latter-day Saints, and I don't know what really happened to Chris. I know he was doing a podcast there for a little while, but I don't know if it was really the kind of success he was wanting. I think that's the first big thing you have to remember is don't get weird about success. Don't even, you know, this is, to be honest, on my websites, I don't even bother trying to do any analytics. Number one, it costs a little money to do analytics. It's decent. And what's the point? It doesn't matter to me if it's doing well or not. I don't want to do things particularly that shuttle over where audience size and eyeballs drive what's going on. I don't know what word to put to that, except to say it's not interesting to me. Anyway, so I kind of like it in the old days where I would just throw it out there, knowing that I wasn't going to get any feedback or anything, and just not worry about anything else. Let the Lord's blessings be the compensation for it. If people get into your stuff and they start digging around, they go, oh, wow, this is wonderful. You know, it's kind of like keeping a journal. That's all God told you to do is keep a journal. He didn't expect you to make money at it. That wasn't the point. So this is just a big web journal. So when they say it's a blog and you go, I don't know, maybe it's better just to call it a web journal. And I like having the gopher. The gopher just simplifies everything. And it kind of enforces a sort of structure, order to it, which I'm okay with. I do well with files and things like that. That works for me. So, well, all the stuff I've been trying to do to kind of make this stuff work well, I think I'm just going to kind of kind of plow ahead with the way I have it now, talking to it through the shell. I've got SCP on this 80 acres of land. You know, it's cool. I would love to have this 80 acres just to have some place to kind of ramble. And it's close enough to civilization that you don't have to be totally away from it. You just turn your stuff off, and then you feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere. And that's pretty cool. So, I think I'm going to be... oops. Oh, come on. Don't do that. Thank you. Didn't even realize you were actually blinding me until you stopped blinding me. anyway, so yeah, I think I'm probably gonna roll back from the BBS. It's just not a thing for me. Although having some places to go and some things to do that kind of little old-time computer discussions. Kind of fun. And go ahead and roll back to just being what it was. Except for, you know, I've got exalts.net, you know, the little game, and that's pretty cool. I might do some other stuff with that kind of a thing. The whole point is, whatever it's doing is going to have to be entertaining to me. Otherwise, you know, it just loses a lot of interest otherwise. So, I think I want to see what we can do with Terminate. I've got a little store and forward set up, but I can do that through other auspices. I don't really need to do it through my own BBS. I can just connect to somebody else's. That's part of the fun of having a BBS, is other people connect to it. Come get their stuff, grab their stuff, pull it down, and go on with life. Though I damn have fun with the... Well, you know, it's just the kind of blah fun. You know, I can do the same thing with other things. I'm getting my book 386. And that thing creates a lot of interesting possibilities. And so I'm really interested in seeing what that can do for me. Although I don't know. Got this groovy little plug-in modem type thing for the serial port. It'd be kind of neat to get that thing rolling. Use something like Terminate and you know, the terminal program. I'm not going to immediately take down the server, the BBS, but I may ultimately rig something different. So anyway, yeah, it really depends on what I can work out for this 386 computer. I want something, I need something that's a store and forward system. So we'll just have to see what kind of things. If it's a quick packet thing, but I don't know if I need to store that particularly on my own server. If I want to push it out on somebody else's, that'd be great. Although it does keep it so that even if they go down, even if other servers go down, I'll still have mine working. I don't know. Honestly. there's something to be said with just hanging with this system that I've got. Although it's a little gitchy. If I make big changes, I certainly pay some sort of a price for it. And it really does work through the older computers very well. Oh, that was a little kangaroo rat, darn it. I think he ran under my wheel. Didn't mean for him to do that. Anyway, so, the car's doing well. Sandy car, the Mitsubishi Mirage. My friend David Smith from church, he's a guy that loves projects. And his land is chock full of projects. In fact, him moving out the house has been another project. He bought that house for $25,000, and it's got all the normal things that a person would typically need. Anyway, I'm still thinking about that 80 acres. I still want to acquire it. I don't know exactly how to, I could probably get a phone number to contact Rush Land Company and buy that piece of land off of them, because just sending a letter to them didn't seem to do much. But, I'm not in a gosh dang rush, I guess. Let me get a few more things settled down. Let's take care of the car first. Like I said, it's not going anywhere. I don't think there's a whole rush of people wanting to possess that piece of land. The land across the way is a lot more interesting. It's got the store on it. If you were going to build a resort, you would do that. Then maybe you want to add the 80 acres to it. Beyond that, I don't see it. Anyway. Regardless, remember, this thing used to have a temperature gauge. There it is. 42 degrees. That's a little chilly. Pardon me. So, anyway. Found out that Sam, who was using the bike, it's gotten a flat, which happens to Tooth and Carry all the time. I was always surprised I wasn't getting flats. I wasn't getting flats going back and forth to Mesa Land, which is what I originally bought the bike for. Anyway, so I've been looking at solid tires. There's only a couple of places that make solid tires. Actually, there's only one, honestly. It is very, it doesn't build it for my size of wheel. So the big question is, I can't really get different kinds of wheels for it. I just assume keep it the way it is. We got a lot of headlines out here for being 6 a.m. straight up. I was doing a little research on Melrose to see that I could drive through more often, but I don't. And about why Melrose exists. It actually predates Clovis. I don't know why it would predate Clovis. It ended up just being another little railroad town. I guess it was just the biggest town. It used to be, Tucumcari was a big town, but it was a railroad town. Melrose at one time had, those guys said it probably had over 1,000 people. But it looks like that was closer to just right at 1,000. And now it shrunk down to oh, between 600 and 700 people. And it really is the question, what on earth does that? There's a little truck stop there. I guess there's something there. But I don't know what caused it to be found. It was originally named after two ranchers. So apparently it just kind of started out that way, you know, post office, blah, 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 along some trail before the railroad really came through. Clovis ultimately won, being the county seat of Curry County. That's where the railroad switch was. But, you know, Melrose was probably just, it probably was just a railroad town. That's about the time when it started. It doesn't have much history past that. So when I went around looking for history, and I found some, it was like Big Nothing Burger. What happened was, during the Work Projects Administration, back during the Depression, they actually got an art project. So it was apparently was its big claim to fame. Fort Sumner has a bit of history because it's actually older than the railroad. And I think it was one of the places that was specifically earmarked for the railroad to go through. Oops, dang it. Get off the road. Come on. Let's all pass. I missed my turn. I've got traffic to deal with here. Oh my gosh. Getting on a road that hopefully has no traffic. Rarely does. Oh, anyway. So, yeah, apparently not much to say about the town of Melrose. You know, they say, oh, our big thing is the Melrose bombing range. And you go, it's not that close to Melrose, particularly. I mean, it's closer to Clovis. It's, you know, I think they had a little boom in the 90s because I think they kind of, base housing was being shut down. The Air Force really wanted their people to go live in town. So there was big construction going on. There was a big one in Portales, a big one in Clovis, and apparently Melrose got a couple of people either bought or rented places out in Melrose, even though Melrose is, I don't know, a little further from town than Clovis. It had to appeal to people who wanted to live in a little itty-bitty town. But the problem was, the little bitty town doesn't have anything going for it, except for the school. Well, that's really what keeps Melrose going, is the fact that it's got a school. And it's still, you know, and it's a decent-sized little school. I think the whole town revolves around the school. Anyway. So, yeah, it had a little bump there in the 90s when that was happening. They've been doing more building. Well, I think they've built a lot of housing on the base because I think the whole special operations thing was a little bit more, it has a different philosophy, you know, which isn't really being part of the community particularly. So there's that. And it's always interesting because Lisa and I thought once or twice about moving to Melrose, but it was like, what purpose would that serve particularly? You know, anyway, so we got our place in Tucumcari. It's got some of its problems, but it's got a branch of the church, so we don't have to go too far to church. It's got the basic things. Like I got all the oil and fluids for Sandy locally. Sandy's having an entire powertrain switch out. That's kind of what my friend David Smith is doing. And he finally got everything kind of worked out. You can start it. So now it's time to put the fluids in there, kind of clean up the last bits of this and that, and get it going. So probably the latter half of this week, we'll go and reacquire the Sandy car and be back in business, as they say. So that's kind of exciting. Oh, what else do I got going? I'm still working on the different systems for using my book 386, which is coming. It'll be here probably sometime in the next week or so. And it's 386 computer from the old days. Got some updated stuff in it. Working well. I got one of the laptops. I got one of my old laptops working back again. It doesn't have a serial port. That's okay. It connects to the Dana, which is a little more of a keyboard Palm computer. I've got my old Palm 3 XE. Lord, I don't need to be going this fast. 50's fine. Save some gas, save some wear and tear on the vehicle, right? Be doing the same thing on Sandy here shortly. Sam's really expressed an interest in this vehicle after he gets done with all of his army stuff. I think he wants to acquire this thing. Although, you know, if you wanted to acquire it now, I guess you could. Anyway, so, pardon me. So I'm trying to shift things around and make it so that these things work okay. Sandy should be able to keep running with, you know, just the normal kind of, you need to replace bearings and stuff like that. Work on the brakes, this and that. Probably be able to use that for another 5 years, which is how long I kind of need it to go, at least as a commuting vehicle. Anyway, so, yeah. Thought about this book 386, and now I'm thinking about some other things I'd like to do, you know. Kind of the messaging stuff, FidoNet, things like that, really kind of would probably work really well with the Terminate terminal. An old shareware terminal program. They do a little research, see if I can get a crack code for it, because you can't register it anymore. The guy's gone, of course. You know, come on. Got on to other things. Well, I don't know. If you could contact him, I wouldn't mind paying for it. Be the ultimate terminal server. I wonder if it can do Telnet too. But I don't know how really interesting that is, because I just need it to act like a terminal. And be able to talk to my to one of my servers, to one of my computers, enough to get on the internet, enough to grab stuff. So yeah, it's kind of a question of, so how do you want to run it? How do you want to run it? I don't know. I can go out and get the quick packets, the quick files, bring them down, and that'd be pretty groovy. There may be something to be said for running. There was a whole lot of VBS that all they ever did was run as a hub for these things. So that's an interesting idea, is if I just want to rig something to go out and work as a hub for these things. Okay, so that's something to think about. And then load it up on the 386, on the book 386, and I don't know. Anyway, and make the thing work better. You know, you don't try to run it like some exotic computer system. Just run it as a, you know, don't try to make it so it can really work with modern stuff. You know, create a system so you can download things that aren't modern, you know. So I may just keep the BBS going, if only to go out and grab FidoNet and QuixNet sort of things and play Lord of the Red Dragon. It's already got, let me tell you, it's got a web server that I've already got the SNI proxy going. It's got a web server. It already pulls down stuff so it can be seen out there. You know what? I'll just keep the darn thing running, and but I'll still have some fun with other things. I could still do a little stuff with JavaScript to make it so that it'll work with other things. In fact, they said that there's a way so that you could run the different parts of the BBS as different services. That might be very that might be really good. Letting it do things that way. Message bases are funny because you can't edit them. You have to shove the message in done. And that's how the message base goes. Their little kind of the database it is. So it isn't something that you alter once it's in. It's kind of a read only, write once, read mostly. It's like a worm drive, a worm database. You throw stuff into it, and then it does what it does. So that's not bad. So yeah, we can probably make it more of a, I can just leave it traditional. You know, I've already made the changes. I've cleaned up some of the stuff. Everything can be got to. I think that might be all right. So I need to keep this car chugging along. Anyway. So I like it. So okay, yeah. I'm gonna hang with the BBS. It's keep it going. I might want to add a few more. I might want to go ahead and add FidoNet groups. I thought the ones that were happening over in Russia would do better. So you need to stay away from the Russians right now, because those guys will screw up my clearance, which I need to hang on to for a few more years. So I just don't need to have dealings with those kind of guys. More fun to do more things. So anyway, what else I got going here? I can't think of anything else. It's not even 6:30 yet. Well, it is. This clock is off. 36. Anyway. Yeah. Back to the temple tonight. Okay, well, there's nothing more else to talk about. Well, I don't know. Still true. Yeah, I'm really excited to get this book 386. It's small, which is good for me. And it isn't quite as it's a little bit, it's bigger. It's bigger than my PDWE computer, my GPD micro PC. It's bigger than that. Everything I got's getting long in the tooth, but that one's still a Windows 10 box, and it can do all of the, it can do a lot of interesting stuff now that I've got VirtualBox on it. I think we're going to have fun trying to make disks. See, the really cool thing is about this Book 386 is you change out the compact flash in it, and you've got a whole different computer. You have the one that comes with it, which has, I think it's either Windows 3.1 or Windows 95 on it. Either one, I don't really care. The great part is I can take it into SCIFs with me. The actual desk I have, I think, works out being and you're not supposed to take anything electronic in, at least not phones. And the laptops have to be checked out. So this thing is specifically going to be rigged so they can say, here, this is it. And you go, what the heck is this? And they go, well, you can take a look at it. Because it doesn't have any comms on it at all. You know, I really would like to have a serial port on it at some point, but I think that's kind of an extra little item. So I've yet to find. I'll have to look on their site to see if I can just buy, or, you know what, at the end of the day, I can just rig. I can just rig the serial port to it, for lack of anything better to do. Well, I don't know. I'll have to see. I haven't looked to see I used to do this back in the old days. I would have to rig my own serial ports for things. On the old Ampro little board, that was a rigged serial port on it. So, just have to see what this thing expects from a serial port. There's some GPIO ports. There's actually, and it comes with it, I think. there's actually a little board that you can run 8-bit and 16-bit ISA old ISA cards. You know, it's kind of like, guy, is that really a thing? And they go, well, it's there if you want it. And it's like, well, that's kind of groovy. So all the ports you'd be interested in having are all hanging off of that. Anyway, that really begs the question, do you really want to have something like the Terminate terminal, which really is an RS-232 beast? Do you really want that running off of something, or do you really want more of something that just takes quick files? We'll have to look at, there's a couple of older things that could be used. I also kind of want to get back to, there was this old thing that I used to use called Camus, and it's really nice, and I like it. So I'll just have to figure out how it works with USB, because it might be just simple to move, to go in and grab a file off of the bulletin board system, and then, you know, pull it in, push it out, pull it in, push it out. I've really kind of started, I don't know if I've really gotten into it too much, because I don't think I'm going to go as far as some of these permaculture people go, because I live in town, and you can't do a lot of permaculture stuff in town. Maybe that's one of the reasons why the 80-acre thing has kind of got into my head, and it's like, oh, I need to have fun with that thing. Anyway, so, well, we're here to Ranchvale, the exciting, huge monstrosity fun of Ranchvale, which died, part of the Clovis School District. And the Ranchvale school kind of died. They must bus the kids into town, and they must have built a nicer elementary school in this side of town. These special operations folks tend to be younger than, they used to have bomber pilots here, which tended to be older and have families. And there's not really a lot of jet maintenance going on here. Not really much of anything going on, to be honest. Special ops, of course, so you don't really know what's going on. But I don't know what's going on. So, regardless, got some things I'm working on, looking forward to. So, yeah, when I was sitting there looking and saying, you know, this, I really need to do something that's more for me. And it's like, oh, but you know what? I'm going to be in a situation where I'm not going to particularly have ops. So I need something so I can take it home at night, put the stuff on it, have some things to do. Don't go too crazy. Old Abandonware stuff is just fine for me. I played more with, well, this thing is going to be good because I think it actually has a number pad-ish sort of keyboard thing going. Much better than my little computer here, which doesn't have that. And much more made for joystick games. Stuff like that. So anyway, and the mouse is starting to get flaky, starting to double click too often. It's a little too, I don't know if it's a little too sensitive or what, but anyway, so So yeah, but yeah, going more for the journaling side of things. Probably not going to be using Internet Archive like I was, because at the end of the day, it looks as though Internet Archive is going to be an attack vector. Somebody really decided to take it out on the Internet Archive, which is sad. There's a lot of really good things on there. But it means that you can't rely on them to hold on to things that you want. So things like I need to pull some AAPK files off of other websites, save them to the Gopher so that I can access them from these older computers. We'll have to look at Terminate and see if it can just handle just being a serial port and not talking to a modem particularly. But I don't know if I really want Terminate, because I think I am going to hang on to my BBS, and then I don't need all the fun stuff that Terminate's got on it. It's not necessary. So anyway. Oh, I gotta get ready to go. Don't have anything. You know, I've just been blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's made me think through some of these things that I think I'm doing. Okay. So I guess let this go. So we'll talk to you later. Talk to you next time. Bye.